The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, did you know that one in three women will experience bladder leaks after giving birth, despite impacting millions of women? This issue rarely discussed. So joining me now is Aoife Harvey. She is a specialist in women's pelvic health physiotherapy from Women's Health Dublin. Aoife, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to see you. How big or how kind of unspoken an issue is this?
Well, I think it's getting a lot more coverage these days. Like, okay, the last couple of years, the pelvic floor has been a bigger topic, although physios have been around for a long time. And some of your listeners might think of a physio as someone who fixes sports injuries and neck and back problems. But there is a specialist area of pelvic health physiotherapists, and there's not too many of us, but we really focus on the pelvic floor and rehabilitating women who have pelvic floor dysfunction.
Okay, so those women and other women will be listening, nodding along. There'll be kind of some ignorant men. I'm going to put myself in this category, kind of scratching my head saying, oh yeah, I vaguely hear about this. I'm conscious that that's a kind of a thing, but I don't really know what we're talking about here. So explain it to me, the beginner's guide. What are we talking about? What happens during childbirth and what's the issue thereafter with the pelvic floor?
So childbirth, I suppose, is one of the big triggers, and one in three women after they have a vaginal birth will experience bladder leaks. So that's actually a massive number when you think about it. And 50% of them in the first few weeks or months will experience what we call pelvic floor dysfunction, which could be their bowels or prolapse or painful intercourse. So 50% of women after pregnancy will have some problems with their pelvic floor, even if it's not the bladder. So that's massive numbers.
Okay. So, but they're par for the course, are they? Like, some problems. Does that, sorry, that makes it sound like I'm being dismissive of it, but I'm not. I mean, like, that's not necessarily indicative of a traumatic birth or anything. This is a consequence of a vaginal birth, as you say.
Yeah. And I suppose birth, Kieran, is traumatic, right?
Is it? I fell asleep at one stage. I really did. I did the crossword and then I fell asleep in the armchair.
Oh my God, cue all the mean messages, and he deserves it, right? Look, Kieran, the way
they couldn't be worse than what my own wife said about it, so anyway.
Well, I agree with her. The way we look at it, like, if someone has, let's say a bloke does his cruciate ligament on the football pitch, right?
Oh, now real injuries we're talking about here. Go on,
And he goes in and has this little minuscule one-day surgery where they just repair the ligament.
I can almost feel the pain. Go on.
That bloke will get, on average, 8 physio sessions afterwards and this whole return to exercise protocol.
Yes.
And this is all evidence-based. So when women have a non-traumatic vaginal birth, there is still a baby coming out of a small space, you know? The vagina has to stretch massively, and your bladder and your bowel are next door neighbours. So even the design we could question, you know.
So what happens then? Is it that the muscles are tearing, or that they're stretching, or that they're being damaged? Is it tendons? Like, what's the issue that you're trying to kind of solve afterwards?
Okay, well, medically, the muscles can be torn.
Okay.
So, and some of them can be torn and cannot be repaired.
All right.
If women don't get examined, how will you know this?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just weakened, Kieran. So just from the birth and everything kind of letting go and opening, they're just really weak. But sometimes they are injured. But things like prolapse are actually, like, the vagina walls themselves get so stretched that they've to recoil, and little parts of the walls don't recoil. So your bladder can kind of drop down into your vagina, or your bowel can drop in.
Okay.
So there's different types of issues. But again, it's understandable when you think about the mechanism of a baby coming through the vagina. And as much as our women's bodies are amazing and how we recover after, there's a huge number of women that don't fully recover.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as that ACL injury you mentioned.
No comment.
What support currently exists then after birth for this type of thing?
Look, there are women's health physios or pelvic health physios in all the maternity hospitals, right? But there are 60,000 births in Ireland a year.
Okay.
And those small little physio departments have to treat women after gynae surgery or pregnancy issues. So women don't just get this follow-up appointment.
So the only women really who are going to them are kind of at the more traumatic. Something has gone kind of wrong. You really need intervention.
Like grade 3 and 4 tears, which is a tear into the back passage. They're the ones that will get fielded through. But I suppose, like, in the health service, we just can't keep up with the demand. So most women go for a 6-week appointment with their GP or obstetrician. It is very small appointment, like a quick one, and the baby's involved as well, which can be, you know, quite difficult for the woman to get a chance to talk about herself. And I think as well, at 6 weeks, you're still in that fog of, like, I don't know what's going on. I haven't got back to exercise yet. I haven't had intercourse yet. So I don't really know how I am. I'm just in this fog of motherhood, you know.
So what should be happening then in your mind? Like, what support should exist?
Well, I feel like every woman deserves, like, a proper follow-up appointment, like, just for her without her baby. Like, our appointments in the clinic are 1 hour, and we go top to toe and we look at things like their tummy muscles, which separate in pregnancy. Yeah. We look at C-section scars, things like painful intercourse, hemorrhoids, bowels, and then this whole return to exercise protocol. So I do believe all women deserve that, but I do know our health system can't keep up with it. Yeah. You know? But the insurance companies, like, at the moment, women come and pay for an hour appointment and they just kind of get a physio appointment, like, visit back off their insurance company, although Irish Life are going to bring out now in October, they're going to fully cover it, you know? So I think we'll always have this two-tiered system, but we could get more back for, I suppose, the women going privately.
And what are the types of exercises that you would often be, say let's again talk about your, as you described, your non-traumatic vaginal birth, acknowledging, as you say, that they are all traumatic to some degree. But, you know, your kind of standard birth, everything has gone relatively well, or as well as can be hoped for. What are the types of exercises you're generally sending somebody away with? To kind of deal with pelvic floor issues.
Yeah, well, we're always going to look at the pelvic floor and give them pelvic floor exercises, which should be 3 times a day. And when they do them, let's do one.
Let's do one right now.
Okay, these are my cues. So breath is really important, because when you hold your breath, you bear down your pelvic floor, right?
Sorry, do I have a pelvic floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men have pelvic floors. Prostate issues, that's when they kick in. So that's 10 years right here.
That's to look forward to. Yeah, exactly.
So first, Karen, I want you to take a big deep breath into your nose. Now, I want you to squeeze your back passage like you're trying to hold a fart. Or the ladies listening, imagine you are sucking spaghetti up your vagina. Now, hold it and exhale slowly through your mouth. But keep holding your squeeze and keep breathing out. And until all that air is gone, then you can fully let go.
Okay. 3 times a day.
But you have to do 10 of them.
10 of them.
3 times a day.
Okay.
So I suppose what happens, Kieran, naturally is, like, women are just overwhelmed with being a mom, you know, and there's no other time in your life you're going to come out of a hospital, feel completely, like, depleted, and then you're breastfeeding and stuff. So women aren't very compliant with them.
Nobody's very compliant with this sort of stuff. So I know we were joking about the ACL comparison, but it is like an injury. You go to the physio, they tell you to do the stuff at home. I mean, I know you hate to hear me here, but you know this is true. Like, people are terrible. They'll do it for a little while.
Yeah.
And then once the pain goes away, they're like, sure, problem solved.
Yeah.
And, you know, people might do their breathing for a couple of days and then they're sitting down having a cup of tea and it's the first time the baby's been asleep. And they think, oh, I should do it. But you know what? I'm just going to watch a rerun of The Office here.
And you really have to do it lying down, which doesn't help, because they think, oh, I'll just do while I feed the baby. You need to lie down. I think incorporating it in a bigger group of exercise. So we want women to get back to exercise. And even if they're not trying to get back to CrossFit, like, you're lifting a baby, you're lifting toddlers, you're lifting shopping bags.
Yeah.
Your whole core is weak. So putting it into, like, a class situation where it's just part of core exercises. So at the start and the end of the class. So women, like, out there trying to get back to postnatal exercise, you really should go with postnatal coaches. I don't mean this in a bad way, but going with a 20-year-old bloke in your old gym class, starting off with jumping jacks day one, is not ideal.
Oh, God,
so finding, like, a proper, you know, coach out there that has knowledge in this. And I do have an app out called Moco Health that does loads of exercises. So we want women back to exercise, but we just want them to do it in the right way and, like, a slow progression. You know, if you had your ACL done, you'd be like, physio exercises, gym, then soccer. You don't just sit around and wait and then just go back to soccer. And if you do, you'll injure it again.
So, because what often gets people to do these type of things is an element of oversight or kind of accountability, isn't it? You know, you join the club rather than doing it yourself.
Yeah.
It does make you do things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a psychological thing more than anything.
But if you're symptomatic, I suppose the women that do have leaks or prolapse, they're probably going to be more motivated, aren't they?
You wouldn't imagine, and if you don't do it, like, what happens? Like, as in, is it just you're going to be dealing with those leaks and prolapses kind of indefinitely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do have women, like, come to me more in their 40s, kind of like, the kids are back in school now, I'm ready to focus on myself.
I didn't do this sort of stuff.
And now I'm regretting it. Or now I've more time to go running and I'm noticing. It might only be when they get back to something like running or jumping that they're like, oh God, I'm leaking, you know? So I do think there is windows of time in a woman's life where she kind of has more time to prioritize.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Like,
I was going about to ask you that. If when people turn up in their 40s, you don't say, well, you should have been here 10 years ago.
No. And then, unfortunately, after menopause, there's an aging. So a lot of women need to do their pelvic floor, a bit like men, as they age, will have more pelvic floor issues.
All right. I'll have to remember my breathing then.
Come and see me when
I get to that age. Aoife Harvey, who is a pelvic health physiotherapist from Women's Health Dublin. What's the name of your app?
moco.health.
Moco.health. There you go. Aoife, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Brian in Dublin says, I went to my doctor because they thought I had prostate trouble. Turns out I didn't, but rather had pelvic floor dysfunction. So pelvic floor exercises aren't just for women. So says Brian. And just to clarify, because a couple of people questioning, you imagine you're sucking the spaghetti up. If you were listening to the interview in detail, you know what I'm talking about.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.